what I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering how I came to doubt you.
In a prime, one of the best, Dolly Parton. 76 today, BP.
Dolly Parton.
76 today.
Beg your pardon? Hey, it's interesting, Goss, because here on Rod Laver Arena, they have swung back the clock also. You know, the tunes they play, the walkout songs for the players. You know, it's gone pretty modern, sort of real hip-hop the last 2 years. They're pulling in a bit of Xanadu today and some of the oldie stuff.
Bit of ONJ for the Aussies.
Yeah.
Nice work. Hey, mate, Ash Barty, speaking of Aussies, is in action roughly around half an hour's time, I'm led to believe. Is that correct on Rod Laver Arena?
Yeah. Well, the way the first match has gone, Paola Badosa, who's, I think, a real threat. If Ash is not going to win the title, she's an absolute star. 6-love in the opening set. Wow. Badosa against Martina Trevisan, who's a bit of a deer in the headlights at the moment on the RLA. So Ash, could be out here quick smart. I expect it to be a pretty quick day today because she's got an Italian qualifier, Bronzetti, and then you've got Rafa up against a German qualifier. So I think we might be in for an early finish.
All righty, and we can people can hear Ash Barty as soon as she hits the court. Download the SEN app on SEN Fanatic. You calling that one?
I am, indeed. We'll swing into the booth and, I think, you know, it's probably a similar type match to the first match. I mean, I was out here watching Bronzetti practice. In fact, her and Ash were practicing alongside each other earlier today. This is her biggest moment. But I don't think she's really got anything that's going to majorly trouble Ash today. So, I feel pretty confident she'll get through comfortably.
Oh, gee, I loved Kyrgios. I know we're not meant to talk too much about him, and you know what you get today is not what you're going to get tomorrow. But I agree with I think Gilly was on Twitter. He just said he's just a showman. You just can't not look at him when he's up and about. It was great viewing yesterday.
Oh, look, it was. I needed a Barocca when I walked out last night. we were calling that. It's like sitting in Bay 13. Which is quite strange. I mean, at the tennis, I think, and they're panning around the crowd, and you're looking at the patrons who are in there, who clearly are the ones who come for the theatre of the tennis. So I might go out and watch the bands and just wander the grounds, and I'll say, "Where's Nick playing?" Right, John Kane, we're going to get in there and make as much noise as possible. And look, I mean, he's serving last night. We always talk about it. Most players on the tour would be so jealous they don't have a 200k plus serve that just wins them free point after free point, particularly when you haven't quite got the maybe the legs. But it was look, we know the script, we know how it's going to play out. But Medvedev next, it's a big step up.
It is, and it's on John Cain Arena. Is that you surprised that's where it's being played?
Is that being confirmed, John Cain?
No, it hasn't been. There's a question mark on the end of that.
I'd be surprised. I think it has to be RLA. I mean, Medvedev, effectively is the top seed. I think as respect for him, I think it's definitely going to be here with a few of the champagne sippers.
Mate, this hollering and the hooting that they're doing, and Andy Murray was irritated by it, and I know Kyrgios got through it, and he said, can you do it once, not all the whole match? Mate, it actually spoils your experience to watch the tennis, the noise and these people that you mentioned, the party goers who just come, and it's actually quite disruptive. I don't get it, and I understand people want to have a good time, and tennis can be a little bit librarian-like, but that's the sport we choose to watch. There's no need for this carry-on. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I'm pretty black and white on the etiquette. Now, I mean, I love sporting theatre, and some people will say to me, well, other sports, it's just crazy noise the whole time. But tennis, look, the point's been played. You got 30 seconds to barrack your lungs out. But when the guy steps up to serve, that's the cue, button it up. And then when he's in the service motion, and you've got these, these clowns who don't really understand tennis, they're not coming for the pure tennis. They're coming for the drama and the event. I don't understand it. It's just it's pretty frustrating. Look, the chair umpire, he should have gone in and asked for double pay last night.
Hey, Madison Inglis, what a wonderful result for her. Huge result for her.
Great, Goss. WA girl, of course. And Yeah, biggest scalp yesterday, beating Leyla Fernandez, last year's US Open finalist. So that's what you need. I mean, our Aussie girls, we've been talking about it for ages. They need these breakthroughs at the slams, and hopefully she wakes up feeling pretty good about herself today. And, you know, we'd love to see Maddie and Astra Sharma and Priscilla Hahn, Storm Sanders. I think we put the moz on Sam last night. Stormy, when we crossed into Rod Laver when she was on the cusp of victory. But we want to see all those girls now get into double-figure rankings.
Very true. And on the men's side for Australia, Vukic is out on court three against Albot. And it's going to be a tough one for Johnny Millman. We all love Johnny, but he's got some work to do tonight against Zverev.
Yeah, look, absolutely. You've got to deal with the serve, not only the first serve, but a pretty formidable second serve as well. So it's tough going. But I think, you know, over John Millman's career, the bigger the occasion, the bigger the court, the bigger the opponent, it brings out the best in him. You know, Roger, US Open, played Roger here. You know, he loves those challenges. And you've got to return well against Zverev. So, look, Johnny will dig in. He'll be competitive. But, yeah, Sasha wasn't, you know, at his best in round one. Not that the champions need to be. They pace their way through. But, the crowd tonight, I think, will lift Johnny. He seems like he's got a bit of energy back after being pretty spent at the end of last year. So we'll see how he goes.
Very true. And also, Brett, before someone texted in on the temper text machine and said, it looked as though Liam Brody got out of the way of a Kyrgios serve in the second game of the match, came down at 220. He just got out of the way. He just said, I can't. Yeah. And he just laughed it back and said, I'm not going to hit that.
Yeah, I think he went 219, 220, and he got it up to 225 at one stage. So, yeah, it's not coming back with much interest. But that, yeah, when you... When you've got that as your weapon, I mean, yeah, that's why we probably get a bit frustrated because you just can't put the rest together on a consistent basis. But anyway, we accept that. He's the entertainer. That's what he wants to be. And he's the warm-up act.
Yeah. Yes, you wait. The second week, we'll have to find somebody else to wrap our laughing gear around. So who is the biggest server on the tour? Who is the biggest and who thunders them down quicker than anybody?
Well, big Ivo Karlovic. I don't know if Ivo's still. I mean, he's 42. I'm not sure if he's going to go around again. I don't know if he's officially retired, but he just serves big all the time. And then you've got Isner and Opelka, the two Americans, are serving big numbers around, 220, 230. They're certainly the biggest.
All right, mate. You're going into the bunker. The ball kids stand right in front of your view. That's unsettling.
Yeah. It just depends on... I'm trying to put this as politely as I can. You know, we're all... we've all got a different rear end, if I can say that. And, some have got to tilt a little bit further to the left or right than others.
Lucky I'm not standing in front of you. You wouldn't see the sun when I stand in front of you. Hey, good on you, mate. Going to be a huge day. And as I mentioned, SEN Fanatic, get on the tile, get onto the SEN app and touch SEN Fanatic to hear all the action. Who are you in the commentary box with? There's not much room in there. Who are you with?
I think we've got Lou Pleming coming in today. So, we'll get the team together. And then Christopher Cleary tonight. Of course, award-winning New York Times journalist will be with us for the night. So he is magnificent to listen to, Goss.
Keep up the good work. You're doing a great job, mate, and we appreciate your time here today. Good on you. There's Brett Phillips. Thanks to the super fast-charging all-electric Kia EV6. As I mentioned, it is super fast-charging, the Kia EV6. It is silent as the critics. Shh. Find out more. Kia.com/au.